Welcome back to Inner Ear Yoga. We're going to pick up where we left off with a slight review of where we've come so far. So you should be back where you were when we left off with the last episode, and that is you're supine on your back, but with your spine elevated at 45 degrees. So you have a wedge or some pillows under your shoulders, and your head is elevated slightly above the heart with the chin slightly tucked down. The jaw is relaxed. The teeth are not touching. You're breathing in and out through the nose. The nostrils are open. The back of the throat is opened. You should feel the shoulder blades comfortably flat beneath you. You've already rocked out the hips, elongated the spine, and pulled the belly towards the floor to lengthen the lumbar spine. Maybe you've put your feet flat on the floor, or a bolster under the knees, and the feet are just relaxed and turned out. So you move the feet, the knees, the hips to loosen up the bones of the body and breathe deeper. Your hands are on your belly. Elbows bent, hands relaxed, and you're noticing the breath, noticing the fluidity of your body as the clouds in the sky, as the water in the ocean, the rivers, the lakes, and you're beginning to visualize the air that you breathe in as the wind that blows across the face of the earth. You visualize the earth and the plants that come out of the earth, the trees, the bushes. You visualize the rooting of those plants just as your body is rooted into the earth's energy. So we're beginning to wake up our awareness a little bit more, a little bit deeper, and more awareness of your breath. So this is the position I want you to come into as we begin today's practice. So with your supports underneath your head, underneath your knees, and you've rocked that back body and opened up your shoulder blades and your heart. So leave one hand on your belly and take the other hand and move it up towards the ribs. Begin to feel the breath there at the diaphragm, a little bit higher to the heart. As the diaphragm moves up and down, it's actually massaging the heart, okay, and the stomach. This is going to bring our awareness up to the center of our torso. This conscious breathing and this awareness of the very center of our torso is going to bring us into the awareness of our hearth and heart. The hearth being the stomach, and the heart obviously being the home of the blood and oxygen exchange. Okay, so the air and then the heat of the belly, the fire. So here we have the air and the fire in our body building heat. The diaphragm is like the top, a roof, and your heart, your stomach, your heart sits right above it, right? Actually, your stomach sits right below it and your heart sits right above it. And the diaphragm, as it breathes up and down, it's massaging the body. In fact, the entire abdomen, think of it as an inverted egg with the small part of the egg pointed down towards your feet and the round, larger part of the egg at the top, your diaphragm. The muscles of this abdominal wall, many of those same muscles connect to the ribs. The ribs begin to expand as the breath rises up the torso. At the top of the breath, as you have a full expansion in the lungs, you can feel that movement with your hand. You might want to move the hand up a little higher up and feel the ribs drawing in as you exhale and pulling out. So you're keeping an awareness of the breath. Your hands are helping you build this awareness, and you should start to become aware of the many muscles that are working it like an orchestra for this full oxygen exchange. We're beginning to connect with the parasympathetic nervous system. We're beginning to get into that deep mind-body connection that is so valuable for rejuvenating our bodies, calming the mind. At the bottom of the next exhalation, place your arms back by your side, let go of the deep breathing, and begin to just relax and prepare to wrap up what we've done so far, and just review in your mind as you let the breath happen naturally. So you still have some awareness of the breath, but you begin to have more awareness of a review of what we've accomplished. We've accomplished quite a bit. This is the basis of everything we'll build on. Later, when we get into our more deeper yoga movements, we'll always start here with this breathing, centering, grounding. And in our next podcast, we'll talk about setting an intention for our practice. I want to thank you for your work today. Thank you for showing up to practice your optimal breathing skills, techniques. I hope that this is something you'll include in your daily activities. Please subscribe and show up again tomorrow. My name is Debbie Tudor, and I'm your guide in Inner Ear Yoga. Namaste.